Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha. This year we'll be talking about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We've come to Parsha's Vayishlach. Vayishlach has, of course, many exciting episodes, some tragic episodes, some very sad episodes. But overall, another Parsha that has lots of stories, of course, the idea of Yaakov meeting Esav, Esav seeing the children, Esav asking to walk along, and Yaakov says no. Yaakov fighting with the angel of Esav, dislocating the hip, not having the Gid Anashem, Esav meeting the family and children, and then, of course, the terrible, terrible Shechem episode, and the sad, sad episode of Rachel, of course, dying, and then, of course, we see the descendants of Esav, amongst other things in the Parsha. But the idea to think about is looking into the Parsha, oftentimes throughout history, throughout Jewish history, kings would often look into Parsha's Vayishlach, the commentators talk about, in order to get clues on how to prepare for battle, how to prepare for fighting life's fights, especially when it's a physical person. Even the Yetzer Hara within us, even the Yetzer Hara that combats us and tries to kill us every day, we could look at the approach that Yaakov took to take upon it and to get the idea of what to do. So when we think about what Yaakov did, he took a three-pronged approach, and we talked about this last year also, but always is good to rehash and revisit an idea. He did three things. He sent gifts to appease the enemy, to appease his brother Esau. He took practical matters, separating his family into two camps for physical methods, and he also prayed to Hashem. So he took a spiritual route, a physical route, and an appeasement route. And the question is, how can we apply that to our own life? You know, if you have to confront the Yetzer Hara in your own life, within and without, how can you try to deal with it? We can't always appease the Yetzer Hara, but we could take physical and spiritual aspects and outlooks to our life to try to fight it. We could always dive into Hashem to try to help us, and we could always take physical measures to try to help ourselves as well. If someone has the need or the want to smell treif, for example, first of all, you could dive into Hashem and say, I can't do this anymore, I need your help, Hashem. Second of all, you could take physical methods and physical safeguards and boundaries, such as not walking by a McDonald's, not walking by a KFC, if they even exist anymore, not walking by a Burger King or Taco Bell, and going a different way, going a different method, of course, for phones and for internets and for our ideas and lives. There are always safeguards and filters and whatnot. And even a person that wants to be involved in different things, there are ways to go about it in spiritual ways and ways to go about it in physical ways, and appease yourself by making yourself sublimate any kind of a hobby or a want you want in a better outlet. We talk about this all the time. I have a need for mystery, suspense, thriller. I love reading. I love that kind of a thing. So what do? I use it in a different kind of a conduit instead of all those authors from a long time ago, the non-Jewish secular authors that don't have the best content or best material. I sublimate it and I find books from Menucha Publishers, my favorite, from Shar Press, also a great one, and Feldheim and Sufta and Israel Bookshop. All of their novels, basically, from my favorite authors, I try to get. I sublimate the need for mystery into an acceptable outlet. I find a way that I could use it in a better way. You know, Yaakov has to approach Esav, and he takes different prongs, different approaches. He physically figures out what to do, spiritually figures out, and tries to appease the enemy. If I need to appease my need for reading, how can I go about it? So physically, I could find the books that are possible. I could find spiritual elements that have Judaism to it, and then I'm also appeasing how I could go about it. The same thing for me with music. I always loved hip-hop and rap growing up, and rock and different types of thing and pop. So what did I do? Over the years, we found a way to appease that and to physically put it into the musical system, but in the proper spiritual ways. So listening to songs by Neeson Black really cuts it for me because he has the rap. Describe has the hip-hop, and all the songs from Mordechai Shapiro and Eighth Day has such cool elements. It feels hip-hoppy. I'm able to take that need and sublimate it into a better way, whether it be reading, whether it be listening to music. And we could find different shows and different things and elements to read and to be involved in and to sublimate ourselves. How could we take what we need in order to go about this? Whether you're battling the Yetzer Hara, you're battling a real thing in life, or battling a real physical enemy like the kings who would look into passages of Parshas Vayishlach, you can go about it by figuring out ways to go about it. We could sublimate those needs in life and translate it to something that's much more powerful. I love to speak. I love to talk. And in college, I was talking about Narishkeit and ridiculousness, but now I try to sublimate it over all these years since 2018 into Torah, into helpful tips, hopefully, helpful ideas and helpful aspects that we could sublimate. Yaakov knew to go about things in a physical way, in a spiritual way, and in an appeasement way. Those are the three aspects. In our lives, we could also do that, whether combating the Yetzer Hara privately or publicly, or whether dealing with things as a society or as a thing as a whole. If a person has the need to have this or that, we could find ways to go about it. I myself am not a drinker, but I do love to have a sparkling grape juice kind of a drink to feel like I'm uplifting Shabbos. I do love having the non-alcoholic drinks to uplift when the time calls for it. The other week, my wife and I were celebrating a nice long week or whatever it was, and we got this drink called M-I-N-G-L-E, Mingle. It's a non-alcoholic sparkling drink. Supposedly, it tastes like other things. If people have the need for such a drink, for example, you could use that instead. If you love having the sparkling taste, get sparkling grape juice. It literally elevates the Shabbos. And when I don't have it for Shabbos, the Shabbos feels almost lacking. It feels like there's something missing. It feels like that I don't have an aspect to the Shabbos. So I can't speak to the fact of what other people will go through, but of course I could tell you personally what I do for myself, needing the music, needing the reading, needing the involved in the kind of a wonderful non-alcoholic kind of a drink to uplift my Shabbos, uplift my Yom Tov. I won't drink it during the week, but there are also amazing aspects, amazing elements to be involved in. If you want to watch great movies and great content, there's Yidflix, for example, that has wonderful, wonderful stuff. Kosher.com is wonderful, wonderful stuff. There's also wonderful kid shows, even in secular society, that's awesome. MasterChef Junior, the junior one, much better, is the one for kids. Really a good example, a classic example of a really interesting thing, how people cook. Of course, I wish they did a kosher version, a Jewish version, an Israel version. Gotta find it. But there are ways to sublimate the needs and sublimate the ability to go through different things and to go through different aspects of our life. We all have different things, and we can learn from Yaakov, from Vayishlach Yaakov, how people would look into the Parsha, how to go about practically do things in their life. The king going out to war, the three-pronged approach, appeasing the enemy, and practically, physically doing something with the army itself, and spiritually talking to Hashem, davening to Hashem. Whatever aspect you have in your life, whatever is your challenge, whatever is your need, whatever is your fight in the life, fight the good fight and find ways to appease and sublimate whatever you need in your life. If you love to be involved in different things and you love to speak, do JewishPodcast.fm, the premier website that it will go through in order to help us get the speaking out into the world. I myself host 5 podcasts, and of course I use JewishPodcast.fm, so I'm very impartial to them, but they happen to be fantastic, and that's for the ability, and they have Yidpod as their player, and we're hoping to get Jewish audiobooks one day. That's the big mission, the big dream. Yidflix, Yidflicks, is also a wonderful, wonderful website for that content, yidflicks.com. And all these Jewish books, these wonderful books, really get the pulse going, especially if you're reading like a murder mystery or you're reading a suspenseful thriller. These books, there's so many cool ones. I've talked many times about different aspects of different characters and different series that they have out there, which are really, really fantastic. And if you have the Jewish music need, there are ways to go about that too. There are awesome ways to get involved in our life. We ourselves can take different approaches. The three-prong approach, the three-aspect approach, three elements to go about in our life, whatever we can do. We want to make sure in our life we follow the example of the forefathers. We want to be kind. We want to be chesedful. We want to be giving, and we want to be able to spread kindness into the world. And for ourselves, what better kindness for ourselves to fulfill the need we want, but in the possible probable ways. If you love artwork, we found these wonderful paintings that we're hoping to put up in our house, and we did a wonderful family photo shoot. Hopefully putting them also. And if you like this kind of things, there's a way to go about it and do it in a Jewish way, in a fantastic way, a wonderful way. If you love to cook or bake, there's so many things you could do with Jewish baking as well. Kosher.com is an excellent example. Besides for their shows, they have hundreds of recipes. I myself hosted a baking class this semester for kids. Very energetic, very wild, very over the top. I didn't realize how crazy it would be, but every week we do a different recipe and I get to do baking, which I never thought I was good at, but now I'm able to do it. And it's for kids, for Jewish kids, and they bring it home to their parents. We could take whatever we can with the three aspect approach, the three aspect method to our lives, whatever we're dealing with in our lives, in order to make the world a better place and to work on ourselves. Vayishlach Yaakov, he took the three aspects, and in our life we could figure out what aspects could work with us too, to appease whatever needs we want in our life, to assimilate whatever needs we want in our life in a Jewish way, in a beautiful way, in a mitzvah way, in a Torah way, in order to make our lives better and the whole world better every single day through so many different ways. Join us next time as we talk the TTP, where Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.